our function is to prosecute this individual who's presumed innocent, as every defendant is. We'll be saying very little about the facts of the case. We will issue a release later on today that will contain as much detail as that we feel is appropriate, that will cause the least amount of harm to the ability to prosecute this case successfully. So I know that there's great public interest in this, and we will try to put some additional information out today, but we're going to sit down and do that carefully.
Okay? He has a lengthy record. Should he have been out there?
Criminal out with so many, you know, he has quite a background. What was he doing out on the streets?
That's a very good question.
And the answer?
The answer is people get sentenced, people finish their sentence, they get out. His last sentence from us was a 4 to 5 to state's prison for a variety of gun charges. He had a probationary sentence on and after that. The reason that there was an outstanding warrant for him was that he violated his probation, which was transferred from the Barnstable Superior Court up to Middlesex County, and a Middlesex Superior Court issued the warrant that was the subject of yesterday's apprehension. It resulted, obviously, in a very unfortunate tragedy.
Did you feel his
firearms, getting his hands on firearms? Can you speak to that and how someone like him was able to get his hands on them?
I don't understand your question.
That the warrant was being served for. Can you speak to that?
He, like many criminals, had guns. And when we catch people that are criminals who have guns, we prosecute them. How did he get the firearms? He's a criminal.
Did you feel his punishments for past crimes were adequate? Did you have any frustration from your office?
Well, you know, were they adequate? It's certainly those kinds of questions are appropriately asked and examined whenever there's a tragedy like this. And, we'll certainly review those things. Is it frustrating? Of course it is.
What's frustrating?
You know, the idea that people who, if you, you know, and I'm not going to talk specifically about this defendant, but as a general proposition, we see that there are some people in society who have lengthy criminal records. And, you know, there are other people who come through the court system who's, you know, they're there for, you know, because they do things out of human frailty. You know, we have to distinguish between the people who are evil and do things that society needs to be protected from. And that's a general comment on, you know, these kinds of situations. So I'm going to leave it at that.
It appears that at least one of this defendant's drug convictions was vacated as a result of the Dukin matter. Do you know whether or not that ever contributed to him getting out any earlier than he otherwise would have?
No, it didn't, because as we made the point over and over again, when there was this, you know, universal call for the universal solution to release from prison everybody who that chemist had anything to do with, the argument that we made to rebut that was the idea that many of those kinds of cases that have a drug component also have possession of firearms, home invasions, and other crimes like that. So again, just generally speaking, the fact that his drug conviction was overturned as a result of Dukin would not have disturbed the sentences that he received on those other cases, all of which were sentenced at the same time. You follow
yes.
what I'm suggesting? Okay.
What's your biggest question moving on with this guy, though, with this case? What's your biggest question as a DA?
My biggest
question.
This case is going to proceed in the normal course of events. It'll be reviewed and presented ultimately to a Barnstable grand jury, and you know, the case will proceed from there. I don't have any questions about what we're going to do with it.
Talks about the death penalty when it comes to killing a police officer.
You know, I'm not. There's, you know, those kinds of political, if you will, questions, policy questions. You know, today is not the day that I'm going to talk about that.
Does this defendant have any known gang ties, ties to broader drug trafficking networks,
I've been kind of careful not to talk specifically about this particular defendant. He's a defendant in a pending case, and I've spoken to you generally about some criminal justice issues, and you can, you know, you can, I'm sure, do your due diligence, and you'll learn some more about him, but I'm not going to discuss him too much more.
As a DA, are you as saddened as everyone else on the case today about what happened?
Yeah, I think I said last night that, you know, our hearts break with Yarmouth PD's and, you know, with his family. It's just, this is a kid who Chief Fredrickson, I'm sure, has told you was full of promise. He was 32 years old at the beginning of his life. He had only been married a few years. He had attained a master's degree. He was just a terrific kid and a terrific young man, I should say. And so it's just, it's terrible. It's terrible.